is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
A little nervous, a little tense over there, Roy boy?
I just know that today I have to do some explaining.
Welcome to the MRL show. And
yeah.
You have entered the lie detector zone.
Okay.
We have a lie detector, and we took the test last week. Today, we get results for Roy.
Yeah, it ain't
7 a.m.
I'm interested to see, because I heard there's a lot of spikes. Because, you know, like the polygraph, whenever you lie, goes off the charts. And I thought I told the truth on everything.
I think it's just when you get nervous. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Your heart accelerates either way. So even if you told the truth on something that was a touchy subject, I think it would still probably go off.
And all Nicole's going to do is give us the results.
Yeah.
And so even if like, you or me or Loren, we're going to sit here and we're going to be like, that's such BS because yeah. I wasn't deceitful.
Right.
Listen. And nobody's going to believe us because the lie detector said that we lied.
Yeah.
I also want to make a point. My heart rate's faster than y'all's because I'm a bigger guy. Do you think this is accounted for?
It is because I asked you your
the
name.
Baseline.
I asked you if you live in the United States,
yeah.
if you're employed.
Didn't you have to put in height and weight, too, or no?
No.
Oh.
Put in high blood pressure. Yeah, that's my normal.
Yes, the lie detector test going down. We're having the results for Roy today, 7 a.m. Tomorrow, Loren, 7 a.m. And Thursday, me, 7 a.m.
Do it.
Sometimes, and by the way, I'm
like, grown-ups need to lie. It's hard to explain.
How is that from?
Liar, Liar.
Yeah.
With Jim Carrey. Why does every movie from your box sound like it was recorded in 1950?
Because they're all VHS. They've been in there since 98, probably. Yes.
Anyways. For Roy's, like, because it's a yes or no thing. And, like, I'm just going through his answers. Everything's a sentence or two. Like,
that's hard just to respond with yes or no.
I did.
Well.
That means you're guilty of everything.
Because everything.
Did you say yes to anything?
Yeah.
Did you give any yes or no, like, straight answers?
Well, I always gave, like, a definitive yes or no, and then I typically followed it with.
But.
Because the questions were worded in a way that in order to be truthful, I had to say yes or no, but I needed to explain.
But that's what today is.
I know.
Get to explain today.
I felt so
there's a lot of explaining.
You're going to have a lot of explaining to do. See, what had happened was.
Good.
Well, listen, the key to it all was that Loren and I wrote questions for Roy. Roy and Loren wrote questions for me. And Roy and I wrote questions for Loren. So there's some kind of work aspect tied into it, MRL show family. Plus, a couple questions came from you guys. So we'll have those results 7 a.m. this morning. Should be a lot of fun. Right, Roy?
Yeah, can't wait. Can't wait.
Yesterday was fun.
Yeah, we all went to my house to have a meeting.
Every once in a while, like, we'll try and get out of the building and go, like, kind of talk about the next couple weeks and months here on the MRL show. And yesterday we went to Publix to get, because we left here at 10 a.m. and no lunch places were open, but we were all starving for lunch.
Yeah, and so how come everything we do together is a thing?
It's always a thing with us.
And we learned something about Miss Loren over here.
I was so embarrassed yesterday.
She doesn't know how to use self-checkout.
No. I do know how to use self-checkout.
You?
I just didn't realize that you could use self-checkout if you had a make-your-own salad that needed to be weighed and a bottle of wine. Because they check your ID, so I didn't think you could go to self-checkout.
Meanwhile, there's a person standing
right there.
Yeah,
right
but still,
there.
Like, I didn't know. You know, like, sometimes they're weird about those things.
Where do you normally shop?
Harris Teeter.
Okay, so you may not be familiar with the Publix practices.
Well, I'm from Florida. We have Publix all over Florida, I can't even use that as an example.
Yeah, that's true.
But I forgot my wallet in Cash's diaper bag, so I didn't have my wallet. So that was a whole thing.
That's the second time you've done that.
I know.
And she like everything was just sitting on the on the guy's conveyor belt.
Yeah. I just bailed on it.
Yeah, she just bailed on it.
But she's yelling like we're at the point where we're in the breezeway, like about to leave.
Yeah.
And then she's just standing there, then realizes, meanwhile, there's one other person in line.
No, there's two.
Two.
But that line took forever for me to get to the front.
And we're like screaming at each other, and I'm like, go to self-checkout. I have wine and I have a salad.
And everyone else is like, okay.
And I'm like, Lauren, go to self-checkout. And she's like, no, I have a salad. And I'm like, Lauren, go to self-checkout.
And so the woman goes, the woman who helped us out finally at the self-checkout goes, it's very simple. You just put the salad on the scanner here. Yeah. And weighs it. Bing. Weighed it. And then I'll just look at your ID for the wine. And then Nicole goes, Lauren, I hate to tell you, you don't look 19.
I don't look 18.
Right.
You probably don't want to look 19. That's weird.
No, but I mean, married to like a 40-year-old.
So all this is going on, and then like Roy's like, oh, use my debit card so you can pay.
Use my ID.
And I whisper to the girl who's helping us at Publix. I whisper to her ear, and I go, Lorraine doesn't know how to use the checkout. She's kind of bougie. She has a company that comes and cleans her carpet.
She goes, she's one of those. Oh. Okay.
And don't skip over the fact that this whole time, Roy is in a freaking...
Oh, my gosh. It's a scooter. Well, what do you call those things?
Like a little rascal?
A handicapped scooter.
A handicapped scooter. So... You guys were over in the deli, and I have a broken foot, and I could need a scooter. It's a real reason why you might need one. So Manny thought it'd be funny if I hopped on the scooter and buzzed over there towards you guys. But there was a staff member near where the scooters were.
I think she was charging them.
So I drove, and then I drove over to you guys, and in the process of me driving over to you guys, I saw, like, two other staff members who saw me, and then I was like, well, I can't be a jerk and, like,
just act like you're joking.
And act like I'm joking and get off the scooter. Like, I gotta stick to the bit.
So Roy's driving around.
Yeah, the whole place is a scooter. And I don't know how to operate the dang thing. I'm hitting into the walls.
Honking the horn.
I went to the cheese section. I had to ask an employee to reach for the cheese because I also didn't want to stand up.
Yeah, man, the struggle is real, though. The struggle is real on those things. Now you know.
Yeah,
right.
It was
and
you guys were so embarrassed.
But like Lauren and I are talking about like what we're gonna have, and like both of our like my back is turned, and I just see like a defeated look come from Lauren, and it's like she's just like. Yeah. And I'm like, what?
Here
and
I come roll
I
up.
Just like, beep, beep, beep. And I'm like, well, I'm out.
Yeah. Here I, hey, everyone, love you. Just rolling in.
Yep. Nice as can be. All I know is that it was like 10:15, and we whipped through that Publix tornado, the four of us. Yelling across aisles. But we don't even realize it, y'all. If you see us in public as a whole show, the four of us, you really do get like a little bit of a wake-up call because we forget that the microphones aren't in front of us. We're not performing for the city, but it's just who we are.
Yeah. We like to have fun.
Okay. And Nicole's like passed out on the floor.
I'm like, get me out of here. I almost didn't want to go to Publix.
I know. We made you go to Publix.
Were you nervous?
It was
the
whole thing.
But that's exactly what was going to happen, was it was going to become a whole thing?
It's not that I'm nervous. It's just like I've already dealt with that for 5 hours. Yeah. Like, let's diffuse the situation.
What's different between the show that we have here and Bob's show up in Raleigh? Like, how, like, what's the one main difference? That like you I don't know. I don't know if it's like an adjustment thing that you have a hard time
we're
with.
We're kids.
Yeah.
We're probably like kids.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like.
Is it like herding cats here?
No. Herding cats. I would say like Bob and Erica, they're grown and they act grown.
Right.
Like they do their stuff and they mind their business.
Oh, okay. We're too immature for that. I mean, you remember when we went to the diner and the three of us, it's, of course, something there was a whole thing. And then a listener came out to us and was like, oh, my gosh, it's just like this show.
Oh, yeah, she said that.
You guys are actually doing like a show at the table. Like, no, it's just hanging.
I wasn't there.
It's just hanging.
I remember when we interviewed Nicole over the phone and we were like, by the way, we're a lot. There's no doubt.
Yeah, we gave you fair warning.
Can you hang with us? You're like, I'll give it back. And you do. You give it back.
Yeah.
And now you're going on a cruise.
Just to get away.
See ya.
Just to get away. Oh, man. All right. Well, we've got so much to get to. I brought something in.
What'd you bring in?
Whoa, I don't want to show you yet.
It's blue.
This is something Dean made at school.
Okay.
And he brought it home on Friday, and I'm such a proud dad.
Aww.
I want to share it with you. He had to make a montage of things that represent our family, and wait to hear what he put for me. Okay?
Okay.
I'm so proud.
I look at it.
You can look at it if you want. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we'll get to that coming up. Don't go anywhere. 8 minutes plus lie detector test. Make sure you are here. We're getting the polygraph results 7 a.m. with Roy being up first right here on the MRL Show.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
I told you guys yesterday that I was in the doghouse for something I did with Dean over the weekend. I still haven't gotten to that story, and I got to share it with you. But I am a proud father this morning, and I brought in something that Dean made at school.
Okay.
And Roy, if you have kids one day, Loren, you'll know when baby Cash grows up, starts going to school.
Well, I love now when he scribbles on a piece of paper. I like hanging on the refrigerator.
Yeah, I mean, you just feel like there's a proud moment when you see your kids doing something and they bring it home. Not unlike a cat killing a mouse and leaving it on the front step for you to see. You know.
Okay, because we enjoy that, too, when the cats do that.
Right.
Because they're doing their job. That's really, my dad loves it.
I'm trying to relate to Roy.
Oh, okay.
It's a whole thing. In fact, my dad hates the other cat because it doesn't do that.
So the teacher in kindergarten asked Dean and the rest of the students to cut things out of a magazine and then place them on this paper and make it representative of your family.
All right.
So he did himself, he did mom, and he did the baby. Okay. And look at the job he did. Over here is Dean's. And you see, I'm showing it's Roy and Loren. It's iced tea because okay. Dean loves peach tea.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then you see the baby Ruby?
Yeah.
Yeah, the little huggies.
Baby huggies and stuff.
Okay.
And then if you look down to the bottom left, you'll see what?
Oh, what is it? There's little balls.
Candy? Is that candy?
That's candy for mom.
Okay. Okay.
She's got a sweet tooth. And then what's left for dad?
Looks like salads and wine. Or food and wine.
Yeah, it looks like food and wine. Big old glass of wine.
Yeah. He explained that it's a giant glass of wine and a beer because that's what dad loves. Wine and beer.
Yeah, it's like a massive glass of wine and beer.
Yeah.
It takes up like 80% of the page.
He knows you, man.
So I wonder how many other students did that too, by the way, like while they're in class, like cutting out things, you know.
Daddy loves to drink.
Yeah. Like, can I have a picture of a woman in a swimsuit? Oh, you doing that for mom? No, dad has a thing for our neighbor. He's out by the pool.
Oh, my God.
And then they bring it home. It's like all another, like a brunette.
Yeah.
Mom's a blonde. Like, oh, that's dad's other friend who comes over.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine? Oh,
anyway, I'll post a picture of this up at the MRL show. You can go look at it. I was so proud. I was like, Dean, and what's this? He goes, that's wine and beer, because that's what you like.
Oh.
The diapers for baby Ruby, the peach tea for me, the sweets for mom.
You know the teacher's laughing at that.
Oh, yeah, totally. So, anyway. Didn't you say Cash is starting school?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm so nervous. He's starting December 5th, I think, is his first day. So...
How is he, what's his hours? Like just 8 to 12 or something, 2 days a week?
9 to 1.
Oh, 9 to 1.
Which I think is what I'm most nervous about because Cash gets like cranky Cash mm-hmm. around 11, 11:30. And he's like sometimes mean.
Well, these people are experts, man. They work with all sorts of kids. It's you I'm worried about.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
Yeah, you know, I'll keep it together.
Remember Healthy Cash, who didn't get sick? And say goodbye to that on December 5th.
I know, Cash has only been sick, like really sick, twice in 2 years.
Because he doesn't go out to classes and stuff. Now he does.
Yeah. And he goes to my gym.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so Stan Lee passed away in Los Angeles at age 95. Now, he was the co-creator for Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, X-Men. But he was rushed to the hospital from his Hollywood Hills home and had passed away.
I posted yesterday something about Stan Lee. I got to interview him twice. And both times I interviewed him, he would say, and what's your name? And I'd say, Manny, before we would go on the air. And he'd go, all right, great. And then he would never ask me again. And then throughout the interview, he'd be like, well, Manny, thanks for asking that.
Oh, that's cool.
Or Manny, you know, Spider-Man is super close to my heart.
Oh.
Yeah, it just was very personable. Yeah. And I love that about him.
Sometimes we interview people, they don't even know our names.
No, they don't ask.
Yeah, they just roll in.
Yeah, he was a great guy, man, and very talented.
Serena Williams, she is GQ's Woman of the Year,
mm-hmm.
And she'll be one of four covers for the December-January issues.
Good.
So there are celebrities that have been obviously affected by the wildfires, but Kim and Kanye are kind of taking this to a whole new level. They're mansion sits on a cul-de-sac, and they think that it would be so bad for the rest of the neighborhood if their house burned down. This is how they're spinning it. They hired a private team of firefighters to make sure that the whole neighborhood stayed safe. I'm like, you're hiring a private team of firefighters so that your house doesn't burn down. Like, let's make no mistake about that.
Well, that's true, but also, and I know we never give them the benefit of the doubt, what if their property backs the fire? Like, you know, we're talking about acres.
Right.
They could have 90 acres that back the fire. So if it does get their house, then everything in front of it's going to go.
So, of course, but that, and that's how they're spinning it for the neighborhood. But at the end of the day, they want to protect their own property, too.
Of course.
Like, you can't take, that's your number one reason for hiring private firefighters. Kim also said, this is not helping her cause, by the way. She did a segment called Scent Memories, and she said that happiness smells like gardenias. Breakups smell like alcohol, and Kanye West smells like money.
That's awesome. Where's that audio?
Right? She just said her husband smells like money.
Interesting.
Is that true, Kim?
No.
You said it.
Yeah. Halle Berry, she apparently has some big fans on the Los Angeles Rams team because the quarterback is using her name to call plays, which is not an abnormal thing. I used to work for the Miami Dolphins, and, you know, on the sidelines, you hear different names all the time. Mm. And typically, like, a female name is a certain kind of play, and then, you know, the certain celebrities match that.
Halle Berry!
That's exactly what happened.
Oh,
so
wow.
She reached out to him and asked him about it. He said he was very flattered that she even reached out to him, but the head coach says she's a very attractive woman, and that, and the players know that, and it relates to the play.
She's probably like, I'm just trying to watch the game, and I keep hearing my name.
What?
It'd be awesome if Cam like used her name, and more people were more focused on like what and who.
MRL.
Meeting more than the Rams.
Amanda thinks it's annoying because Cam goes, ready!
Oh, he does
like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you can hear that loud and clear. And Amanda goes, why does he do that?
Yeah.
He's like, that's his thing to get ready. I don't know.
What ready. Did Peyton Manning was yelling something. Was it Oklahoma?
Yeah, Oklahoma,
yeah.
Oklahoma.
And then that was a big thing for a minute. So, you know, they got to call their plays certain things. Everyone's different so that the other team doesn't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But that's your dirty.
Hey, thanks. Yesterday at the end of the show, we were talking about the toys that were inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Uno, the pinball machine, and the Magic 8 Ball.
Yes.
All made the list. And we have a Magic 8 Ball in here. We have a Loren Magic 8 Ball. We have a Manny Magic 8 Ball. Do you want to hear real quick?
Yes.
All right. So ask the Manny Magic 8 Ball something, Roy.
Yes. Will a good thing happen to me today?
All right. Manny Magic 8 Ball. Roy wants to know, will a good thing happen today? You got to do it like Oprah, too. Mm. Yeah, so something will happen good, but you got to do it like Oprah, which means you got to yell.
Okay. You get a car. Okay.
We're going to hear all of our 8-balls. We got the Manny, Roy, and Loren 8-ball. We'll play them for you coming up in under 10 minutes. If you want to talk to the 8-ball, call us. Yes. I don't know if it's going to help.
704-570-9595.
Kiss. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
We're waiting because Roy was supposed to sneeze.
Okay, I thought of elephants. We're good. Oh, the Lorenz microphone, buddy.
Oh, gosh.
We changed all those.
The numbers is throwing me off.
Did they change hers?
No, but they changed yours. So I'm used to just the first three.
Yeah, now it's like you skip one.
I could switch, I guess.
Yeah, switch it around.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. Hey, we have Magic 8 Balls in the studio, the MRL show Magic 8 Balls.
And if you want to get if you want to ask a question for the Manny, Roy, and the Ram Magic 8 Ball, call 704-570-9595.
Call that number anyway, because Nicole's out next week, and our buddy Muscles, who's part of the Kiss 95.1 family, is filling in for Nicole. So he's on the phone right now, and he could use the work saying hi to everybody.
Yeah.
704-570-9595. The reason why we have the Magic 8 Ball is because the Magic 8 Ball, along with Uno and Pinball, were inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame. The ones that didn't get chosen this year were the American Girl dolls, Chalk, which, how is Chalk not in the Toy Hall of Fame?
Yeah, see, like, American Girl hasn't been around long enough, I don't think, to be inducted.
Yeah.
They've been around forever, but what?
Roy, help me out.
Chalk is what you take it to your driveway and you go.
I thought you meant like a doll named Chalk.
Okay.
Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah, no, like actual chalk that you write on the sidewalk. Okay. And on.
We're on the same page.
Okay.
Scared me.
Chutes and Ladders.
That should be in there.
Awesome board game. The Fisher-Price Corn Popper, that thing that spins. Yeah, that should be in there. Masters of the Universe toys. Sleds. Mm-hmm. How are sleds not in the Toy Hall of Fame?
It's a tough club to be in.
It's like harder to get into this than it is like the NFL Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Tic-Tac-Toe. That's not in there. Tickle Me Elmo.
Mm-hmm.
And the electric football game that you put those guys on and it vibrates and you play football. I remember my brothers had that. It's an old school game. That's not in there either. But the Magic 8 Ball is. And we have the MRL Show Magic 8 Ball. Who wants to ask? Nicole, why don't you ask the Loren Magic 8 Ball question and we'll see if it helps you out.
Okay. Am I going to have a stress-free vacation?
Ooh, all right. Mm. Will there be a stress-free vacation for producer Nicole?
Ooh, I would be mad as a hornet.
Oh, that ain't good.
I'd be mad as a hornet. I don't think that's good.
Oh, man. You could have a zero stress. You could have a major stress vacation. Well, luckily, we can't call you. That.
Yeah, no, you can't. Yeah.
All right, let's ask the Roy Magic 8-Ball the same question. Will producer Nicole have a stress-free vacation?
Okay. Yeah, but not I don't, there's no one holding the.
That wasn't very definitive.
I'd like to take my vacation out of this.
You asked.
Let's see. Roy Magic 8-Ball, will any one of us get. Not talk to the other person after the lie detector test this week. Will there be controversy on the show after the lie detector test?
I'm going to drink one for everyone. And I just cheers up, friends. Cheers up.
Hey, that's a good sign. He says he's going to drink wine for everyone and cheers up.
He still calls us friends, so.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
I love that we have audio of me drunk.
All right, Roy, ask the Meanie Magic 8-Ball something.
Okay, Meanie Magic 8-Ball, will I have a wonderful Thanksgiving with my family?
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Don't lick?
I don't think so. I think it was, let's see again. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Okay.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Have you never heard that before?
Never.
It came out of my mouth, and I don't even know what the heck it means.
I don't know. Gift horse. Have you heard of this phrase?
Yeah. Don't look at.
What does it mean? Don't look a gift horse.
Don't take it for granted.
Is that what that
I think so.
That's some good Thanksgiving advice. Let's see here. Hi, good morning, the MRL Show. Would you like to talk to the Magic 8-Ball?
Yes, please.
Okay, what's your name?
Carly.
Carly, do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead. What's your question for the MRL Magic 8-Ball?
Yes, so we are currently building a house, so I want to know if everything is going to work out to plan.
All right. Loren, Magic 8-Ball. Carly's building a house. Is everything going to work out?
First of all, there's such thing as too big.
Ooh.
Don't make it too big, according to Magic 8-Ball Loren.
Is the house too big right now? Are you trying to figure out the footage?
Yes, we are actually trying to figure out.
There you go. Look at that.
Loren 8-Ball says, don't make it too big. Thank you. Now that's amazing that worked.
Who would have thought that this is accurate?
Seriously.
Well, let's hit Steve real quick.
Hey, Steve, buddy, what's your question for the MRL Magic 8-Ball?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was put on this line. I was talking about a different story. Manny was talking about his child doing the wine and beer glass for school.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was a little bit ago. Hey, buddy, hang on 1 second, okay?
Yeah, because we don't want to stop the train that is this Magic 8-Ball. It's really exciting.
We'll circle back.
Oh, we'll come back to that topic.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Will Steve, who's on hold, talking about the thing that we did a little while ago where Dean made me a beer and wine collage from his school? Okay, will Steve be happy with his experience calling into the MRL show today?
Banana nana boo boo. I don't know what that means. I don't think it's good.
It doesn't sound good. No, it sounds like nonsense, which is about right. All right.
Oh my gosh, we're 15 minutes away from the lie detector.
The lie detector test with Roy, the polygraph test coming up 7 a.m. But first, we got to also talk about yesterday afternoon. Loren and Roy had a project together at Roy's place.
Yes, and it went well.
Kind of.
Until kind Loren of. Left, then all hell broke loose.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
All right, don't go anywhere. 8 minutes.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Mandy Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up.
Hey.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mandy, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Minutes away from the lie detector results, I'm on the hot seat. Well, was I telling the truth or not the truth? We're going to find out here very soon. So yesterday, we had a meeting. Oh, she needs her microphone.
There we go.
yesterday, we had a show meeting, and then after everyone left, Loren helped me to put up my Christmas tree. I have a broken foot. Things are a bit difficult at my house.
Yeah.
It was very nice. We had a good time. Opened up champagne, Christmas music. It was a blast.
Dead.
She left, okay, and then I had to, after, you know, we had wine and champagne, although I don't think that was a reason for what occurred, I had to take my dog out to use a restroom. So it was pouring the rain, pouring the rain yesterday. And as I took her out and I was taking her back in, my side door, there's kind of a ramp that goes up. And at the end of the hallway, to the left is stairs, to the right is the door into the lobby. And as I'm walking up this gradual ramp, I forget that my boot doesn't have traction.
Oh, no.
Now, keep in mind, I'm holding my dog. I slip and fall.
Oh, no.
And scares my dog to death. She runs away, goes up the steps. She, like, runs up the steps.
Are you in the building at this point?
I'm in the building where the ramp is. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my dog is so stupid. Like, oh, so stupid. And then I'm having a hard time getting up because my boot's slippery.
And no one sees you?
No one sees me. Then Callie turns into Lassie
all
of a sudden, and she brings a human. I kid you not.
Whoa.
That's amazing.
I don't know if someone like saw her with a leash just dangling, was like, oh my gosh, where's your owner? but my dog Callie came to the rescue with a human.
What is it, Lassie?
What is it?
Yeah. My owner, my
and then, like,
fell.
The person who has no idea anything about you in your life was like, what? He fell and he's got a boot on and he fell?
Yeah. Okay, let's go help him.
Let's save
his life.
So somebody came back with Callie.
Came back with Callie, saw me, immediately dialed 911. Immediately dialed 911.
Dialed 911?
I know. I'm like, were you conscious? Like, I don't think if somebody was on the floor, I would just dial 911.
So imagine me on my butt trying to pull myself up. That's what they walked into seeing. And they're like, oh, no, you need to lay there. What if you have, like, a spinal injury? And I'm like, no, I don't have a spinal injury. I'm fine. Everyone's fine. And they're like, no, you need to lay down. Let me call 911. So I was like, listen, if you call 911, I'm not going to be here when the ambulance gets here.
Yeah.
So they held me up, and I guess maybe they, I don't know how you cancel 911 here, but maybe they canceled it.
Yeah.
And then let me tell you how crazy I am. Then that guy said the spinal injury, and that was stuck in my mind all day yesterday.
And now your spinal column hurts.
And so I'm sitting there on the couch, and I'm like getting tired, and I'm like, oh, this is it. I'm going to die. He's like, there's something majorly medically wrong.
And you're just seeing the headline, man who cancels 911 dies after he needs 911.
Yeah, that's like what's going through my mind. But I'm fine now. My sides hurt pretty bad. Yeah. But
I'm glad you're okay, and I'm glad that Callie saved the day. But my question is, if we can go back, why was Nicole and I left the meeting, and why was champagne so important to the tree decorating for you?
Oh, it's like a tradition for me, and since I was pulling his tree from the like back closet and putting it together, I was like, well,
that's payment of service.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you get all the decorating done?
No, we didn't decorate it. We just put the tree up. Let me tell you, that is the strangest tree I've ever seen in my entire life.
You need like PhD.
You do. There were like, I'm not even exaggerating. There were 20 cords inside that tree.
Okay.
20.
It was pretty bad.
No wonder why you needed the champagne.
Yeah.
Hey, all right, cool. Well, we're going to do a song here. Get producer Nicole set up. She's going to come in with the questions that she asked Roy in the polygraph test. Roy, at this point, has no idea which questions he was deceptive on, if he was deceptive on any of them. Producer Nicole has the results. She knows, and we'll get them in 3 minutes. You guys, stand by. Lie Detector Week is underway.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
You know, we've been mentioning it all week long. Kissmas 2018 is happening. You guys need to get your tickets right now. Kiss95.1.com, Ticketmaster.com. December 13th, Rooftop 210, featuring Why Don't We, Sabrina Carpenter, and Bryce Vine. Really intimate, kind of smaller setting for Kissmas this year. It's going to be awesome. So tickets will go fast. Get your tickets now, Ticketmaster.com.
We've also been talking about for weeks now the lie detector. A real polygraph machine was strapped to us. We were asked questions. Now it's time for the results.
I'm nervous. Like, my hands are sweating, and I'm not even up today.
I know, it's me.
Loren's results tomorrow, my results Thursday. Today, we get the results from Roy and the polygraph test given by Nicole.
But even though you guys, like, even though it's not y'all's day, Manny and Loren, like, you guys still come up. Like, there's still questions. These questions kind of revolve around all of you.
So the three of us wrote questions for each other. So today, the questions that Roy will answer are the ones that Loren and I wrote for Nicole to use, and she picked out her
Nicole
favorites.
Nicole used our wrote questions too, right?
Yes, I threw a couple in there.
Okay. All right. Okay, here we go.
All right. So we started it out. We asked the basic questions, you know, like to get that steady baseline, so we were able to see what spiked and whatnot. The first question that Roy was asked, do you like being the podcast captain for Beasley Media Group? He responded, yes. That was the truth.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. Wow.
I do enjoy it.
All right. So do you want to quickly explain what that is for people that, I mean, it sounds important.
So I help other shows create a podcast. I help talent with their podcasts.
But it's a lot more work for you.
It's a lot of work. There's a lot of people who don't know how to do podcasts. And so getting them aware of the technologies and how to train them is a big task.
Okay. All right. Question number two. Do you find Manny attractive?
Here we go.
He responded, sure. Yes. He was deceptive.
What do you want me to say?
And that is exactly. He said, sure. Yes. What do you want me to do? Call him ugly?
Yeah. You're not ugly, but I'm not, like, attracted to you.
Okay. Wait, is the question, do you find Manny attractive or are you attracted to Manny? And is there a difference?
I don't think there's a difference.
I don't think there's a difference. Do you find Manny attractive?
I think Loren's attractive, but I'm not attracted to you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying there.
So, yeah. So he was deceptive on that.
Roy, on the other hand, he ain't my type. All right. Our first deception.
Oh, I love it.
Next question. Are you a fan of Loren's blog?
So Loren's got her Kiss95.1 Instagram.
Yep.
And then she's got a separate one where it's nothing but fashion.
Right.
Yes.
And she's got way more followers on her fashion blog than she does.
Well, now she created the Kiss one after the blog.
Yeah, okay. So it's newer. Yeah,
it's newer.
Okay.
So this one was one of the long-winded things, but overall, he said no, and that was true. But it said, that's complicated. I would like to clarify.
That's the question. Hang on. You asked, are you a fan of Loren's blog? I said no, because I don't go to your blog every day. I'm not a I don't hate it.
No, that's not that. But you know how that question is phrased.
Are you a fan of it? And I don't go to it every day. I don't consume it every day. Like, I'm a fan of, like, How to Get Away with Murder on Netflix. But I'm not a fan. I don't go to your blog. So,
but he wasn't deceptive on that. He said
that was the truth.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We got so many more questions. So let's keep rolling.
I don't hate it, though.
Would you prefer working for a country station? He said, no, that is true.
Mm. Really?
Well, we wouldn't be able to get away with half the stuff we get away with here over there. I do enjoy the music, though.
Next question. Have you ever wanted to quit the show?
Oh, boy.
Before or after a long pause, he said, no. He was being deceptive.
Some bad meanings.
Oh my God.
There was a period when our ratings weren't going up, and I was like, you know what? Maybe this is it.
I loved that the polygraph realized that he was lying.
But don't you think everybody at their day-to-day job, like, at some point is like, God, I gotta quit this thing. Like, at some point, I'm not saying, like, every day you feel like that, but like Roy said, you leave a meeting and you're like, I'm just beaten down today.
Yeah, but to have quitting as the answer. I mean, I need a paycheck.
Have you ever used your boot to get out of a work event? His response.
Oh, have you ever used your medical boot?
He said, no, not yet. That was true.
Oh,
really?
I should use it way more. I've done remotes and appearances with it.
How many were we through?
I don't know.
Like eight? Seems like quite a bit.
Is there a show? Is there a member of the show that you would replace? He said, no. That's true.
Oh.
Good for you, buddy.
Yeah.
There's a whole room could have went B there.
I know. But that was like also one of the difficult questions for me because I'm like, if I was forced to replace, I mean, if I was forced to, yeah, I would have to pick one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But like, I don't want to replace anyone.
We've got three more.
Okay. How are you doing? Hold on. Let's take a minute.
Have we not hit the question yet?
We have not hit
the question. Okay. The bad questions.
How are you feeling?
Nervous about the
end. I can't imagine what this is.
Have you ever snooped through your significant other's phone? He said no. That's true.
Wow.
I like how I'm pretty truthful.
If you're just joining us, we all took a polygraph test, a lie detector test last week. We're getting the results for Roy now. Tomorrow, 7 a.m., Loren. Thursday, 7 a.m., Maney. Back to you, Loren. Nicole.
Did you vote in the last presidential election?
I think on the air he said he has.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
He said yes, and that's true.
Oh.
Okay. Well,
I did absentee ballot.
Yeah. All right. Last question.
This is it.
Would you leave this show for another show if they offered you more money than you're making here? He said yes. That is true.
Oh, my gosh, Roy.
Hang on.
And then, hold on, it's not done here. He continued to go on. I would try to bring everyone with me.
Yeah,
it's not selfish. That was a deception.
What?
It automatically spiked.
When he said that he would bring everyone,
yes.
It went up.
It went up.
Hang on. I can't bring... I would try to bring...
See, this is why This is why you only answer yes or no.
Yeah.
You gave extra. She didn't unattach you, and the machine went up.
Okay. I want to explain myself.
Okay. Have at it.
Listen, it's business. At the end of the day, if we're trying to renew our show and we're not happy and management isn't paying us, guess what? We walk. That's just the business. It's the business we're in, right? Would you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so we would try to take our show everywhere, but like Aaron's lives in Charlotte. We can't take Aaron.
No, you know what the question meant.
I would try to take my main pieces, but besides,
excuse me.
Oh, but if you were to move across the country, you can't.
Aaron yelling, it's Roy. Now, so I honestly don't know how I feel about that question either because. I mean, I love working with you guys, but see, I've been in the business for so long, I really don't want to go start again somewhere with a whole new show. Like, I love this crew.
That's not how I feel, too.
I don't either, but I'm just saying.
So I guess I would have said no.
No. But that's not the question. Like if there was a lot more money and you had to really think about it.
She didn't say a lot more money because it would have to be an astronomically more amount of money for me to even consider it. Quite honestly.
I agree.
Of course, I agree with that too.
But she just said more money. So
in my head, I'm thinking, you know, if we got a bigger show offer, would we go? I think we would.
That's not what the question is. You are so
It's about you. It didn't. Can you read the question again, please, yes. Nicole, real quick before we go to break?
The question was, would you leave this show?
Would you?
Yes.
Leave this show
for another show if they offered you more money than you're making here.
And he said
yes.
And he wasn't lying.
And that was true.
I wasn't thinking it as me leaving you two. I swear to you, I wasn't thinking that. I would try to
bring everyone with me, Nicole. It's not selfish. And then after that, spike.
I swear I would try to bring you two.
That was deception.
I swear. It's bullcrap. That's a bullcrap result. I'm telling you, I did not, because when I think of the show, I don't think of it as,
already felt guilty about this answer, which is why you knew we were going to be heard about it. And
because it's complicated.
Oh, why? Did you have an offer?
I did. Last contract, yeah.
Was it more money?
It was more money here, yeah. It was more money than here. And let me tell you something.
But you stayed.
And at the time, they only wanted me. And I said, you know what? I'm a package deal. You only, if you want me, you got to take the whole show with you.
Yeah, I got left at the altar once already. I can't do it twice.
But that's what I was trying to express, is that even if it was just for me, I wouldn't want to break us apart. You okay. know what I mean?
I think
we're more powerful together.
Well, the line detector said that was deception.
We don't ever not go against the lie detector. Although, we do have to share a story with you that someone in the MRL Show family sent us. Did you guys see that text I sent?
Yes.
We'll do that for you coming up in 10 minutes about how the lie detector screwed up their life, basically. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that. And, Roy, congratulations. The lie detector test.
It's over, buddy.
You're cleared. But tomorrow, Loren's results come in on the polygraph test.
Yeah.
7 a.m. Make sure you're here.
Still to come.
So Lady Gaga, she was a victim herself of the California fires, but she's doing something to help people in shelters now. I'll tell you what that is coming up in the Dirty in 10 minutes.
I got to read you this message that we got from someone about a polygraph test. From one of our MRL Show family members. But first, Roy, somebody wants to say something about the test that you just took. And I would say, for all intents and purposes, with the exception of, like, two questions, you passed.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
I think you passed pretty good.
Yeah. Kara and Charlotte, welcome to the Manny Roy the Red Morning Show.
Thank you. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. So,
I just wanted to say that when Roy responded at the end, when he gave the extra response after the last question and said that it wasn't selfish, I think that's why the test spiked. Because
okay. Well, hang on. Let's describe to people what the last question is, just in case they're just tuning in. The question was, would you leave the show for a different job with more money? And I said, yes, I would.
Right.
But it was more complicated. It was complicated because business is always more complicated than just that. And I tried to explain and say, you know, it's not selfish. I would try to bring everybody with me, that type of thing.
Right. And the only reason that I would say that it spiked was when you said it wasn't selfish, because truthfully, I feel as though anytime you do anything for money, it kind of is selfish. So yeah. I don't think you were lying when you said you would try to take everybody with you. So I was just trying to back you up on that one.
Yeah, that's true. I could probably see that. It is selfish.
I guess I could see that too.
But you should be selfish in your own job. You should want to be happy where you work. And you should want the good benefits and the good, you know what I mean?
Oh, like, I get that.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
And Kara, did you listen to the whole lie detector results?
I left work, but I did catch the end.
Okay. How did you feel hearing the questions? Were you, like, nervous for Roy? I'm just wondering from like, an MRL listener standpoint.
I was not nervous because I feel as though kind of doing a polygraph test, knowing that it would be aired, I kind of feel like, for the most part, he would want to be truthful. But yeah, I was kind of on the edge of my seat on some questions.
Yeah. Wait to hear tomorrow. And then, I know for a fact on Thursday that I'm going to get busted on a couple. I know there's one question in particular that is, it's bad news.
Uh-oh. I'll be listening, so I'd like to hear what it is.
7 a.m. all week long. Tomorrow, Loren goes, the day after I go, and then we're done. We're putting that brake in that damn machine. Hey, real quick, before we get into the dirty, Loren, somebody said, so y'all, I got wrongly accused of robbing a restaurant with a gun. Just so happened to be driving by with the same make and model of car. I got handcuffed and let go. A week later, I was asked to take a lie detector test. And I thought to myself, okay, I didn't do this. I'll sit down and take the lie detector test. I'm not lying, but I failed it. Failed it, capitals, 5 exclamation points. I was so mad. I have never cussed out a cop, but boy, I did that day. They looked at the surveillance video and realized, after all, it wasn't me. It was a 60-year-old woman. I broke out in hives. I was so nervous after the test. Good luck, everyone.
See, and he was telling the truth. It's just that's what I said when I had that thing on my finger and I was, like, all connected to it. Like, that alone just made me nervous. I probably failed.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. S95.1.
Lady Gaga, she was one of the celebrities that needed to evacuate because of the California wildfires. And she's doing as much as she can to bring smiles to other people's faces that also needed to be evacuated. She visited the Red Cross shelter, and she just wanted to talk to people.
I will pray for each and every one of you. You will be in my thoughts. I extend my love to each and every one of you. I know we do not know each other, but I love you. This is an emergency, but but you are not alone.
That's really nice of her. She's so sweet.
Yeah. We mentioned
she could have done a song.
You want her to perform?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, and then like now maybe to get your minds off of it. Roll a piano in, you know?
Yeah, but her stuff is not like, well, yeah, I guess she does have some slower ballads. Like, I think
poker
of like,
face.
Yeah, Lady Gaga's Poker Face. Yeah. Not, maybe not the most appropriate, you know.
Those are Beyonce cards from Telephone.
Come on with me. All right, maybe not the best idea.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe just the handshake tour was a good idea. That was nice of her. Toy Story 4 just got a release of its teaser.
Nice.
And a new toy named Forky will join Buzz, Woody, and Jesse.
Okay.
Speaking of Jesse, Jesse J attended Channing Tatum's Magic Mike live show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh, they were premiering it in London, so she went to the show to show support for her boyfriend and gave him a shout out on Instagram later on. Now, he's not in the show. He directed the show, because you know if he was in the show, I would be first in line. I'm flying to London for that one. And I think they have one in Vegas, too. But she said, congratulations, Channing Tatum. What a show. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't know what you missed. Now, Halsey, she did an appearance at Glamour's 2018 Women of the Year Summit, and she debuted a new poem. It's called An Inconvenient Woman.
I'm asked to address how to be inconvenient, but before I can speak, first they want me to screen it. They're scared that I'll freak out and do something wild. But censorship really just isn't my style. Some even suggested that they write the speech. But then how can they say that they do what they preach?
Hey, so that's almost 20 seconds long, that poem.
Mm-hmm.
If that relates to a tat, how will it look on producer Nicole's leg? Because I have a feeling she'll get this poem
a lot of words.
Tatted on her.
Yeah.
But she's such a Halsey fan. And like,
I know
this really means something deep to Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably working on it as we speak.
Yeah, I don't know where she is.
Yeah. She's just having the interns transcribe it. Hey, real quick, Loren, before we get somebody to play Can't Beat Loren, somebody sent us an awesome message. Said, hey, MRL, I am a new listener. Used to listen to another radio show in the market. My coworkers told me that I needed to start listening to you.
Okay.
And today is my first time knowing that Roy is going to be under the lie detector test. It was amazing radio. I can't wait to hear Loren and Manny the rest of the week.
That's nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
It is Manny, by the way.
It's true. It is Manny.
You have a hard name.
Both of you do. Lauren.
This Manny. Is his last name.
Yeah.
Can't help it. I was born this way.
Sorry. All right, that's your dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Rent. 704-570-9595. Call now and take her down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lauren.
Sponsored by The Funny Bus, City Comedy Tour.
On Kiss 95.1.
Charity, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi. You're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Yes.
Representing Wilkesboro. Good for you, Charity.
Thanks.
Let's put the weight of Wilkesboro on your shoulders, throw Loren out so that we can throw you an awesome gift.
Sounds good.
Tell her to get out.
Kick her out of the studio for us, Charity.
What?
You have to kick her out of the studio, say, Loren, get out.
Loren, get out.
All right, I'm gone.
Okay, Loren is leaving the studio. We're on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook, you'll see that she's opening the door, closing it where she cannot hear these questions.
If you win today, we'll hook you up with tickets to the Funny Bus. The MRL show went on this Comedy City tour. Two bottles of champagne will be for you and your friends. That's the hookup. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Here we go. Question number one, Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger were spotted on a double date with her dad, Arnold Schwarzenegger, over the weekend. What state was her dad the former governor of?
California.
And question number two, everyone is heartbroken after the passing of American comic book writer Stan Lee. True or false? He was the... Bless you.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm so sorry.
All right, Charity, was Stan Lee the editor-in-chief of DC Comics? True or false?
False.
Question number three. Happy 51st birthday to late night host Jimmy Kimmel. What network does his show Jimmy Kimmel Live air on?
ABC.
Question four. Toy Story 4 is coming. Who plays Woody? What actor?
Tim Allen.
Question number five. Twitter was going crazy this weekend after actor Ice-T revealed he has never had a bagel, coffee, or seen the movie E.T. What current running TV show is he a part of?
Wait, I missed that. Who was the actor? Can you say that again?
Yeah, sure. The actor Ice-T revealed on Twitter that he never had a bagel, coffee, or seen the movie E.T. What current TV show is he a part of?
Law and Order SVU.
All
also,
right.
I know that Woody is actually played by Tom Hanks.
I know. It doesn't matter.
But don't say anything.
Should I put my headphones in or
yes,
no?
Yeah, okay. Loren's back, so don't say anything.
Unfortunately, she got four correct.
Okay.
All right. Did you just stay with me, buddy? I changed up a lot of numbers on this paper.
I know, and I sneezed in the middle.
All right, Loren, here we go. Your boyfriend Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger were spotted on a double date together with their dad, Arnold Schwarzenegger, over the weekend. Her dad was the former governor of what state?
California.
That's right, 1-1.
We also would have accepted California, as Arnold would say.
Okay.
Question two. Everyone's heartbroken after the passing of American comic book writer Stan Lee. True or false, he is the editor-in-chief of DC Comics.
True. I don't know.
That is incorrect. It is false. Marvel Comics.
I hate comic books.
All right. Question number three. Happy 51st birthday to late night host Jimmy Kimmel. What network does his show Jimmy Kimmel Live air on?
I think it's ABC.
That is correct. It's currently 3-2. Charity in the lead.
Question number four. Toy Story 4 is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Who plays the actor? What actor plays the character Woody?
Oh my gosh! Why can't I think of this? It's
two.
One. Oh my gosh! It's Wilson. Oh, like the guy that has Wilson on the island, but I can't think of the name right now. Tom Hanks. Dang it!
Tom Hanks would have been correct. Unfortunately, you did not get it. Don't worry though. She said Tim Allen. That's incorrect as well.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I already lost.
Well, let's play the last one.
She got four. Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Twitter was going crazy this weekend after actor Ice-T revealed he has never had a bagel, coffee, or seen the movie E.T. What TV show is he a part of?
He's a SVU guy, right?
That is correct. Final score, 3-4. Charity, you win.
Yay! Oh my
God. Yes, you are going to be getting tickets to the Funny Bus, the Comedy City Tour, 2 bottles of champagne, so you and your friends can hop on and have a good time, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Charity, congratulations. You can beat Loren.
I can beat Loren. I play every morning.
You are welcome for my brain fart this morning.
I mean, you don't know DC Comics or Marvel.
No, Charity, I wouldn't have known that, but it would have been a tie otherwise if I could have... You know, had my brain moving faster.
She said Tim Allen for Woody, but Tim Allen is Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
All right, Charity, congrats. Say hi to everybody in Wilkes-Barre. Thanks for listening to the MRL show.
Thank you so much.
Love you. Bye.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
That was so good.
You know, sometimes my brain just doesn't move as fast as it needs to.
Right, your brain don't think?
My brain don't think.
Now listen, we are the morning show that busts cheaters, making it safe to date. We got Amanda and Rob on the chopping block.
This is so interesting because we have emails for War of the Roses and direct messages, and we get to as many as we can each week. There's one that we're airing today that has to do with a dog, and then another one that's airing on Thursday that has to do with a dog. So the dog is involved in both storylines here on Brand New War of the Roses this week. Amanda wants to know, hey, Rob, whose dog is in these pictures that I found on your iPhone? And is it another girlfriend's dog? We'll find out. We're testing a relationship thanks to Rover coming up less than 10 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
So you think your boyfriend Rob is cheating on you. What went down that made you think he's going astray?
Hey, I actually, can't believe I have to, make this phone call. Really feels awful.
I know, it sucks.
I mean, 3 years it said on your email that you were together.
Yeah, 3 years. We've been living together pretty much since we started dating. And it seems like more recently, he's been leaving more often and blaming work. But it's he's gone for shorter periods of time than normal when he goes to work, and it's just like super random times. But like he's blaming work. So, you know, that was because I thought like maybe like this was going to be the year that he was going to propose. And, you know, we had talked about moving to a bigger place and all these other things. But then like I just started feeling like I got like my like a horrible like stomach ache when I think about, because again, it's just like such weird times and it's like shorter periods of time when he leaves.
Like maybe he's going to see somebody, do a hookup or something, and then come back to you.
God, yeah. I mean, I really like hope not, but I just can't help but feel that that's the case. And I kind of did some snooping one night in the middle of the night. I went through his phone
and
I went through like the deleted photos.
Yes,
I found a picture of a dog, and there's one with a girl sitting next to a dog, and it's not our dog.
Okay, I was really hoping it was something better than that.
Well, I know, but like, why does he have this picture?
I get it.
You know, with this rando chick with a dog. Yep. I mean, you know, because we have like a little lap dog, and we have a small place. But
how many deleted photos did you find?
Like 10.
Oh, my God. Of the same dog and the same girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot, right? And I don't want to believe it.
We will find out, Amanda, who he sends the romantic roses to. And if it's another woman, don't say anything. Let Loren get as much information about what's going on in his life as possible, okay? I know it's hard to do, but try not to jump down his throat if he doesn't send them to you.
All right.
All right? You sure you want to do this?
I feel like I have to.
All right, the case of the dog.
All right, I'm going to call him up. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Rob, please.
Yeah, that's him.
Hi, Rob. My name is Jen. I'm calling from Flowers for You, and I've got an awesome piece of news for you. One of your friends tagged you in our post on Instagram, and we are giving away a dozen of beautiful red roses free of charge and they're $100 value. But we randomly selected your tag to get these roses, and we contacted your friend, and they gave us your information.
Could you please take me off your caller list?
I sure can. Would you still like these roses in the meantime?
Well, what's a catch? There's always a catch.
They're free of charge. No, I know, Rob. It does sound too good to be true, but we're just asking that you tell someone about our services. We're a newer company, just trying to get our names out there.
All right.
Great. Let me just start your paperwork.
Which friend said that? Say?
I can probably see it at the end.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
All right, who would you like to send them to?
Let's go to Carly.
Did you say Carly?
Yeah.
Okay. And I also have a note to go with Carly's roses. What would you like to put on that card?
Thanks for hanging in there so long. I promise we'll be together soon.
Okay. Rob, unfortunately, I can't tell you who tagged you in the post, but I can tell you that Amanda, your girlfriend, is not happy.
What's going on? Who is she? Who is she?
Rob, Mandy. Amanda's on the phone. She heard everything. You're on War of the Roses on the Mani, Roy, and Loren morning show.
Who is she? I can't believe you.
Babe, no. It's...
No, don't babe me. Don't babe me. You don't get to call me babe anymore.
What?
Rob, who is this other woman? And there's another follow-up question that we have about something that Amanda found on your phone.
Why are you looking through my phone? One.
Because you're cheating.
Yeah, two, you're cheating.
You didn't know that, though.
Wow.
Touché.
Okay. Feeling, okay. Rob, you...
It's not even... I don't know.
Oh.
Why wouldn't you just break up with Amanda? Why would you cheat on her? Why are you stringing her along?
It's 3 years of my life I'd like back. Thank you very much. I was so stupid. I was thinking you were going to propose.
Did we get a clear answer on the dog?
What about the dog? It's Carly's.
Oh, okay. So the pictures that are deleted in your deleted folder on your iPhone is Carly's dog. And is that Carly next to her in one of the, or next to the dog in one of the pictures?
I don't know. I don't know what pictures she's looking at.
You know what pictures are on your phone. You know what pictures she sent you because you tried to hide them.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, consider yourself available. Like, go ahead and live happily ever after with Carly and her dog.
Can we talk about this at home?
No, there's no talking to be done.
Well, we're gonna talk about it. It's not. I mean,
no, I have all your stuff packed up. So when you get home from work, you can just take it with you. Stupid.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group.
We love you more.
95.1.
We love you so much. We're throwing an awesome Christmas concert for you this year. And we're super excited to have it December 13th at Rooftop 210 Uptown featuring Why Don't We?
I don't really want to just one day. I like my women.
Also, Sabrina Carpenter's going to be there. I'd say, also, Sabrina Carpenter's going to... And we're super excited to have Bryce Vine swing through.
I like the song.
That's a good song. You should hear when they take the stage at the same time. It's going to be awesome. By the way, tickets for this Christmas concert 2018 are on sale now at kiss951.com. There's a link there, but you can also just go to Ticketmaster. And we've been saying it all week long when we announced Christmas last week. You know, we've done the shows at the Spectrum Center. We've done the shows at Bojangles. We've been up to the Music Factory and done them there. And now we are bringing it to the Rooftop, which is definitely a smaller venue. So it's going to be really cool to have like
every it's not going to be seats, but every place in the roof is going to be the best.
Yeah. Kind of an intimate setting for Christmas concert 2018. Why don't we Sabrina Carpenter and Bryce Vine get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. So War of the Roses. So weird. We had one today. That was about a dog. We have another one on Thursday that's about a dog. And it leads to ask the question because Amanda found pictures that Rob had deleted in his folder on the phone on his iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
What did you catch on the phone? Like, did you find a picture of something that led you to believe your significant other was cheating? And what was that picture? 704-570-9595. A very specific question, but that's basically what this War of the Roses was about.
Yeah. Probably the other woman has been on the phone.
I just clicked on mine because I'm like, I wonder what I leave in there on a daily basis.
Like,
you know?
I have something suspicious on my phone?
Yeah.
In your deleted folder?
I honestly didn't even realize that there was a deleted folder until you said that.
I constantly delete my deleted folder.
Yeah, I do too because I just like the space. Yeah. My phone needs to have a ton of space, and if I delete something, I typically don't want it back.
Right. How do you delete this?
You delete it like you deleted another. Yeah.
Recover all or delete all. Okay.
704-570-9595. Did you find a picture on your significant other's phone? And who was in the picture? And what made you believe that they were cheating? Amanda found a picture of a dog. She said there's like 10 pictures of a dog that wasn't theirs. And then on one of the pictures was another woman sitting next to the dog. And she's like, who is that woman? Well, it turns out the woman's name is Kayla or Carly, and it was Carly's dog.
Man, I take a lot of pictures of my own dog. Good gosh.
Well, your own dog's got her own Instagram.
Yeah, she's a superstar. The Daily Cali, go follow it.
Aw.
Plug bell.
Is there anything incriminating in any of your...
Not mine.
No.
It's pictures of food, dogs, and, like, you guys.
Yeah, I just deleted, like, 5 purchase, like, screenshots that I ended up buying, so...
You can also text us 704-570-9595 if you found something incriminating in the way of a picture on your significant other's phone. What was it? And by the way, the deleted folder, there's also, did you know there's an app that you can use?
What do you mean?
To do what?
It's like a, I just was reading an article about it. If you want to hide things, like doesn't have to just be pictures, files.
Oh, yeah.
Folders and all that stuff.
There's secret cal?
It's a secret calculator.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like the calculator app, but it's a secret.
And you have to type in a specific code to get to the next step, which shows everything that you have in the secret cal. But unless you type in, like if your code is 5678, unless you type in that sequence in that order, it won't work. It'll just be a regular calculator.
Anybody in this studio got the secret calculator on their phone?
I used to.
Whoa! Yeah,
I don't because I mean I'm married. I don't have. What am I hiding?
Yeah, I don't think I have it either.
Hey, Aaron, do you?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't have it either.
I got the regular calculator.
Ooh, and I barely use that then. All right, this is Derek and Hickory. Welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Roy Morning Show.
Hello.
Hey, man. So, what'd you find on the phone?
I found full body nude pictures of my ex and another guy inside my bed.
Oh,
in your bed?
Yeah.
Oh.
While taking pictures.
That's so crazy. Like, who would take pictures of that?
So, wait, were you, like, taking photos with her phone and then you saw that?
No, for some reason, my AT&T account, it blacks certain pictures in each phone, so it sends it to my phone because my phone is the
connected.
They're tethered together.
Like the photo roll or the camera roll.
iPod sharing or whatever.
And Mani, yours and your wife does that from time to time. Like sometimes when I airdrop you, it says Amanda Mani.
Yeah, and like Amanda will add apps. And then all of a sudden they show up on my phone, you know? So that sucks, Derek. I hate to hear that. When you confronted her, did you just show her the pictures?
Yeah, she just tried to say that I was lying about it. I photocropped the pictures.
Yeah, just like every single guilty person on War of the Roses sounds the same way.
I love that she said that you photoshopped the pictures, too. Like, you went that far.
I mean, think about all the guilty men and women that we've busted on War of the Roses, and every excuse we hear is unbelievable.
I know. Photoshop's pretty amazing, though.
Anna and Charlotte, welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi, Anna. So, Amanda found pictures of another dog and another woman on Rob's iPhone. What did you find?
I found videos of other women in public on my husband's phone. Like, just random people in public that he would video for, like, several minutes on end, like, in checkout lines or at the coffee shop.
And they wouldn't know that they were being filmed?
No.
Oh, that's creepy.
Was he filming them because he thought they were attractive or, like, was something weird? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Was a piece of toilet paper, like, hanging off of somebody's shoe?
No, I think it was more he found them attractive.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, how many... Mm-hmm.
So did you confront him?
I did, and it was really, really awkward. There was a lot of marriage counseling involved afterwards, and now we are working towards an appropriate divorce.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
I was going to say, is that a divorceable offense?
It opened up a lot of cans of worms.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, Anna... tried.
Yeah.
She did the marriage counseling.
Right. Yeah.
You know, Frank the Tank did that too in old school. Remember, he thought he was in the trust tree?
I know.
And then he ended up getting a horrible divorce. Anna. Well, we asked. You told us. Thanks for sharing your story. We hope things are bright for you in the future, Anna.
Thank you.
I wonder how many people have like videos of me shopping at the store.
That's strange. So there's something going around in the moms groups, and we don't have time to tell you here, but if you're a mom and you've ever been to the South Park Mall, Carolina Place Mall, any shopping places in public, there's something going around the moms groups that Amanda told me about videotaping.
I feel like this happens every year, but in a different scenario, but it is important to be informed.
Cool. Well, let's discuss that coming up in just about 7 minutes.
With Mani, Roy, and Loren on Kiss
95.1.
Did you guys hear the story of an 11-year-old in Arizona? Police are crediting the 11-year-old for stopping her own possible kidnapping because somebody randomly came up to her and said that your dad told me to come pick you up because your mother has been in an accident.
Ugh.
And she said, what's the code word? And when she said that, he tore off.
Whoa.
How cool is that?
That is cool. You know, when I was little, my parents like drilled this scenario into my head, literally this exact scenario. So our code word was mufwa. Made up word, right? Nobody would ever come up to you and say that. And my aunt, yes, picked me up from school one day and she couldn't remember the code word because it's a made up word.
Yeah, how old
and
were you?
I wouldn't get in the car with her. I was like 7 or 8 at the time.
You knew her.
Yeah. And we didn't have like cell phones weren't a thing back then. Yeah. Like when I was 7 or 8. So she didn't have a cell phone to like call my mom, but she had to pick me up from school for whatever reason. And I would not get in the car.
Good for you, Loretta. Wow. Way to stick to the code word, even when you know the person.
I'm a little concerned. I didn't have a code word as a kid.
Yeah, I mean, my parents gave me a code word that said, sure, that was the code word.
Yeah.
My wife Amanda's on the phone. Hi, Amanda.
Good morning.
So some woman called a little while ago and said that she busted her husband taking video of other women while they were out. And then it got me thinking, you told me a story this weekend that's going around the moms groups on social media about people videotaping something else. What was it?
Yeah, so a couple moms, this happened to them at the South Park Mall within the same week, where there's groups of people, I think mostly men, that are they caught them taking pictures of their children, like really small children, on their phones. And then, of course, got into it, wanted them to delete it. Why are you taking pictures of my kids?
Like confronted the guys.
Yeah, because I think it's like a child trafficking thing.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, Roy. The Facebook moms and the Instagram moms posts are crucial.
Yeah, they are.
And the stories that go around.
But it's something that you have to be so aware of now. And like, I have to remember, you know, with cash sometimes. But let me tell you, like, the scene I would make if I caught somebody taking a picture, a man taking a picture of my son. Like, I mean, there would be mall security involved, police involved. I would probably get arrested because I would take his phone and probably break it if he didn't delete the photos. God. Like, it would be a
cash
whole thing.
Home, you know?
Right. Nobody knows the code word to pick up cash. That's
right.
A whole thing.
He's in there. He's going, Mufa, Mufa. That's not the code word. It's Mufa.
Mufasa? Is that what you're saying?
He's all Lion King. He's all sorts of confused.
See, Amanda, we are mature. We can handle mature conversations.
Yep. Oh my God.
Well, thank you for sharing. I and it is important for people to know, just kind of be alert. You know, it's not just necessarily the snatching of kids and the kidnappings. Unfortunately, you know, you could be alert, be aware, you know, and join a Facebook moms group to stay woke to everything going on at all the malls for the holiday season.
Yeah.
All right. Love you, babe.
Love you guys.
Thanks,
bye.
Amanda.
Gotta get to the dirty now. She said, love you guys.
Yeah, I love her.
She does love you guys.
Well, we love her. Well, I love her.
I love Amanda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we going to do the dirty?
Yeah, let's do it.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Lauren is not very happy with Kanye West and Kid Cudi currently. They recently performed together and they used that glass floating stage. And she says that that's their... That belongs to her. That's her design. And that she used it at the 2017 Coachella performance. And she said, I'm proud of my work, but it's flattering that other artists feel inspired by it. But I just felt the need to call them out. Halle Berry.
Burry.
It's just so fun to say like that.
Mm-hmm.
She heard that the Los Angeles Rams quarterback was using her name to call plays. And she asked him about it, reached out to him and asked him about it. He was excited that she had reached out to him. But the coach says that she's a very attractive woman and the players know her. So it relates to the play in some way.
Okay.
And we talked about Peyton Manning and him yelling. We thought it was Oklahoma. It's Omaha.
Omaha. Yeah. Omaha. And what does Cam say?
Ready!
And he vocal fries. Cam goes, ready!
Like trails off. It looks like Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's PDA is rubbing off on Kate Middleton and Prince William. Now, those two are not known for being very affectionate in public. They're very proper when they're in the eye of the public. But recently, William has been touching Kate's back at appearances and holding her hand. So maybe, you know, we're loosening the belt a little bit with the royals. Kim Kardashian, she did a feature called Secret Memories, and she was asked what certain things smell like. So they asked her what happiness smells like, and she said gardenias. They asked her what a breakup smells like. She said alcohol. They also asked her what Kanye West smells like, and she said money.
Oh, my God. That's a funny answer.
It is funny.
Sometimes Kim's got a pretty funny sense of humor.
Yeah, I think she does, too.
Hey, now this is just from YouTube. This might be Jared Goff saying Halle Berry. You want to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see.
I'm telling you, he has jumped up.
Yeah. That is clear as day.
I don't know why that's so funny.
I'm telling you, he has jumped up to a really next level of quarterbacking from where he was. I mean, it's really
he yelled it like three times.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he has jumped up to a really next level of quarterback.
That is great.
I thought they just say downset hut or whatever.
No, they.
He's calling an audible.
Yeah, and I remember being on the sidelines that sometimes it didn't even matter what the name was, but a feminine name meant something to the players. You know, they just have like, or if you heard a fruit or something like that, it meant a certain kind of play.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, what's hot, what's trending? What should everybody go out and get immediately? What does Loren like?
I'm all in on Christmas, guys. Oh. And I'm sorry. I know a lot of my what Loren likes currently revolves around Christmas because I'm Christmas shopping. And I'm working on family PJs, but I'm still doing some research on it. In the process, however, I found these giant bags for wrapping. Instead of actually having to wrap it with wrapping paper, you can just put in these giant sacks. And it says special delivery for, and you can customize it for your kids.
That's
so, sometimes Santa brings the presents and then wraps them with things that mom and dad have in the house. So maybe if you got this for Santa to wrap some gifts in, your kids would be excited to see it the next morning.
Hey, Santa wrapped my gifts up in New Jersey, but I know Santa sometimes doesn't wrap everybody's gifts.
That's true.
Depending on what the parents want.
Right.
Yeah. Were you guys wrapped or not wrapped for Santa?
We were always wrapped. I didn't even know that non-wrapping was a thing until I moved to the South.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was always wrapped, too. Santa did a lot of... But he had different colors than my mom and dad.
Yeah.
He had different wrapping paper.
Yeah, okay. We each kid had their own wrapping paper.
Right.
But mom and dad would leave that for Santa.
Hmm. Thank you, Loren.
You're welcome.
Go find that and other things that Loren likes at 751.com. What?
There's all these instructions for Santa for each house.
Well, we leave them cookies, so, you know.
He's like, I'm working hard. I'm bringing toys for free.
My mom and dad are wearing them out.
Yeah.
This 15-step note.
Hey, we have a pretty cool job. We talk for a living. We try and entertain the masses as they head into work.
Attempt.
But maybe your... Keyword attempt. Maybe your job is also cool. Wait to hear what one job in Sydney, Australia... You drink for a living.
Whoa.
Yes, please.
Details on that coming up in less than 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
You can always text, call 704-570-9595. We get comments throughout the entire show. And sometimes we read your messages on the air. Sometimes we'll call you back and you can actually jump on the radio with us, which is one of our favorite features. Somebody said from an area code 704, love the show. Please tell, in quotes, old man Maney.
That's good. That's
I am happy that they got my name right.
Uh-huh.
There is no videotape anymore. He says that all the time, but we haven't used videotape for years.
Hmm.
That's from Marshall. Left their name there. Marshall, you're right. I totally was talking about how the kids were being videotaped at the mall, and I said they take out their iPhone and they videotape. And I probably just should have said what?
Recording? Being recorded.
We're videoing?
No, not video. No one says videoing. But you say you're like recording. I don't know if they're recording.
Hmm.
Recording video?
I feel like I might have... if somebody said that to me, I might say videotaping too.
I mean, I get it. I'm the old man on the show.
Done what,
But okay, I will practice using the word try not to use the word video.
Yeah, I don't know if I would notice it if you said, because I didn't, clearly, I didn't notice
right.
it.
Yeah, it didn't bother me when you said it.
It didn't bother me.
And by the way, something crazy is going to happen to you one day, Roy.
That I'm going to get old?
And you're going to be the oldest person on a show because I'll be long retired.
Yeah.
And you will be, you'll be working at a station. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I remember when I was 24 and I was the young pup at the radio station.
And then I'm old.
And all of a sudden, like, I was the youngest guy on a show for the longest time.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm experiencing this interesting phenomenon where, like, when I was playing a video game, I have to have Sterling tell me the instructions because I can't read the screen and it goes too fast. And I'm like, whoa, everything slow down. I can't. So I feel old there. And then the other thing, like, I'm looking
at with a blanket, too, while you sit on your couch.
That's true. That's true. I like to cuddle. And then the other thing I'm noticing is, like, police officers are younger than me.
Mm.
Like, I've always had cops that were, like, older than me because I was always, like, a kid.
Right.
And now I'm looking at a police officer driving down the road, and I'm like, should he have a gun? does he know what he's doing?
It's 22. What's going on?
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm also experiencing that, which is a weird internal thing. So, yeah, I know. It's going to happen in time.
By the way, that guy Marshall who texted, I sent back the old school smiley face rather than an emoji. I sent the colon and the parenthesis.
Because you're an old man.
That's what old men do. We don't do emojis. What's that?
Right. Old men make inappropriate comments and you don't stay relevant.
Hey, we were talking earlier about this crazy job out of Sydney, Australia.
Yeah, you said you get to drink for a living.
Yeah, it's a beer drinking job. And the guy's job is basically to try and lure people to come in to the bar and drink with him. That's what the job title says. I threw it over to you, Roy. Do you have that?
I do. You were just kind of getting into it. I didn't know if you wanted to talk more. But it's like the best job ever. And it's in Sydney. And it's the job title is called Chief Clock Off Officer.
Chief what?
Clock Off.
Clock off?
How'd you hand that back
off? It's called Chief Clock Off Officer. Huh. And like the person's job is to encourage other people to get off the clock so they can go drink beer.
Oh.
Because the idea is that they want everyone to go out of all the different pubs to drink their beers.
Right.
And so he, like, you post Instagram selfies. You're trying to encourage everyone to literally get off duty.
And be like you.
Yeah.
It's like that kind of that jealousy that we feel when Loren's friend Kara goes on vacation 22 times a year.
She's on vacation right now,
Yeah, of
too.
Course she is. And she posts all the pictures from her vacation. Loren's friend came back from vacation and went on another one.
Mm-hmm.
And she Insta stories about it. She's like, emptying one suitcase to fill up another. And I'm putting my head through the wall because I haven't been on vacation in forever.
But if you could, you would want to go.
Because Kara posts these pictures and stuff, and I'm like, I got to be doing what she's doing.
So that's what that person does. Encourages everyone to get out of the office to go drink their company beer at all the different pubs that you can in a week.
It's a great idea.
The salary is negotiable. It doesn't have, like, a set pay, but...
Okay.
I mean, I'd take it pretty cheap.
I mean, if you just cover my drinks.
Yeah, I'd probably need a little more than that.
$500 plus cover my drinks.
Yeah.
Hey, I wonder if anybody else out there has a job that is super unique. You know, we don't talk too much about it. And we need to because we say it on the show sometimes. Everybody does something.
Right. Like our job is to play Post Malone and Ariana Grande every hour.
And do a lie detector test with Roy.
Make you laugh.
But if you think you work a pretty cool job or you know someone who does, reach out. 704-570-9595. Everybody does something.
Someone that scoops up the dead animals. We need roadkill off the roads.
I mean, literally, it's so true. The person works at the airport parking lot to take your money if you don't have a credit card. There's actually a person in the toll booth.
Somebody once told me, they're like, look into the room wherever you're at. Look everywhere around you. And every little thing, including down to the bolt, was sold by someone.
Yeah.
Like there's a job for every single thing in your room, including the bolts.
That's true.
Like that's weird to think about. Like all these, because we have all this stuff in this room and all the jobs that were created for.
Yeah.
I know that people have cool jobs out there. Some jobs that might not be as popular as others. Obviously, we're in the banking capital. But what's your job? And is it kind of cool? 704-570-9595. We're going to talk about that. Plus, big changes coming to Twitter. You have a Twitter page, you might want to listen. Right. We'll get to that in under 10 minutes.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
If you're in about Kissmas Concert 2018, you need to buy your tickets soon. We're doing it at Rooftop 210 at the Epicenter Uptown, and you guys are going to see Why Don't We? Sabrina Carpenter and Bryce Vine all perform that night. Now, the cool thing is it's going to be a little more intimate, a little smaller setting, so everybody's going to be nice and close to the stage. You'll be able to hear. The show's going to be amazing. And because of that, tickets will go fast, so get them right now, Ticketmaster.com, for the December 13th show.
All right.
What was the name of that job again, Roy, that you were talking about in Sydney?
Yeah, it's called Chief Clock Off Officer.
And I guess clock off is like their happy hour, maybe, yeah. In Australia.
It sounds like
clock off, mate.
Cluck off, though. Like chicken clucks, you know?
Yeah. But each country has, it means the same thing. It's just said differently.
Yeah.
Like, when are you going to clock off?
Yeah.
You mean get off work?
Go to happy hour?
Yeah. We say get off work and they start laughing. Like, that's odd.
Yeah.
So we want to know, like, what is your unique job? What do you do that the average person might not even know exists? There's a lot of people on hold. We'll get to as many calls as we can. Let's see. Let's start here.
Okay, this is Gwen in Blowing Rock.
Hey, I own a vacation rental at the ski slope in Blowing Rock.
Oh,
I manage it and run it myself so that I can spoil every guest.
Oh, that's so cool. And you seem like you really enjoy doing it.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
That's cool, because it's kind of like an Airbnb when you put that personal feel on it.
Can I give the shout out?
Of course.
It is on VRBO, property number 7194119, or on Facebook, Whistle Stop Airbnb Blowing Rock.
There we go.
I don't know if anybody's going to have time to write down the lot number, but there you go.
Yeah.
Do you guys have snow up there?
The ski slope did blow slow over the weekend. And I am a 5-minute walk to the slope, so it blows into the neighborhood.
That's cool.
There you go. Producer Nicole, wow. Big snowboarder here on the MRL show. She should, hopefully she wrote down that lot number. Yeah. Thanks, Gwen.
We're getting some text messages too. A shark feeder on a dive charter.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Whoa.
A pup turn. So you get to play with puppies for $100 an hour.
We heard about it. We talked about that.
Yeah.
You know, I do think about, like, the vacation stuff. Like, when I went to Puerto Rico, I hopped in a boat and we went snorkeling. And, like, someone does that every day.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Every single day. They're getting on a boat, getting everyone on, going out snorkeling.
Do they hate it after a while?
Oh, no, they've got to love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Drinking, partying every day.
You think? Like, you don't think they go home and they're like, I got to be on again tomorrow?
Well, they're probably exhausted. Like, I used to, when I was a server, I served on the beach in Fort Lauderdale.
That's kind of cool.
It was so cool, and it's beautiful. But at the end of the day, like, walking through the sand up and down and up and down, I was exhausted.
Yeah.
So, like, it was such a cool job, but it still had its toll on you.
This is Kristen in Fort Mill.
Hey.
Hey,
so
Kristen.
I board dogs in my house. People can use that as an alternative to a kennel. And I would take, you know, any dogs, really. I had guidelines that would be good with kids. I'm good with other dogs, but then it turned into more of a specialty, dogs that had anxiety, dogs that wouldn't eat in the kennel, and so people are willing to pay a little bit more for that extra service, and I absolutely love it.
That's awesome.
How does one start that service, Kristen? Does it start with just one dog, and then their word of mouth gets around?
Kind of in my neighborhood, word of mouth, but then I worked through an agency. I think your producer works for the same agency, Walking Dogs.
Oh.
But after a while, I had so many regular clients that I didn't need to interview anymore. And when I get new clients, it's word of mouth.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good.
Cool.
Good for you. How many dogs are at your place right now?
I don't have any right now, but I have one coming this afternoon. Sometimes we have a little lax, but I'll have, you know, usually 3 to 4.
Okay.
That's cool.
Thanks, Kristen.
We just got another text message from 904. It says that they travel to other countries to take 4 young teens to a peace educational summer camp, and it's the best.
See? Everybody does something. That's the whole point of this segment.
Oh, wow. This is Dee in Taylorsville.
Hey.
Hi, Dee.
What's up, Dee? What do you do?
I reset grocery stores.
What does that mean?
You know where that Pacific item is in the store that you go to all the time? And then you go there and it's been moved?
Yeah.
That's what I do.
You move it?
I move it.
Damn you.
I knew ketchup was down this aisle.
We ruin people's lives is what we tell people.
She resets grocery stores. That's awesome, Dee. Thank you.
I wonder what the purpose of that is, though.
I don't know. I let her go.
I don't know. I think people buy shelf space.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. This is Nani.
Nani,
welcome to the Mania Roar on the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So, I don't have a unique job because everybody can do my job, but I have clients that their jobs are related. So, I have one guy who makes bolts for a part that another guy makes for an airplane that another guy flies.
Holy cow.
Like
that's
6 degrees of separation, yeah.
That's a pretty cool rollout. Thanks, Nani.
What does she do, though?
She has clients.
What does that mean?
She didn't want to talk about her job, Roy.
All right, Shay, welcome to the Mania Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning.
Thanks for hanging on, Shay. You have a really cool job. What do you do?
I actually work with individuals with special needs.
That is so cool.
Good for you.
I think it takes such a special person.
Yeah, a lot of people say that, but it's I love it. You know, you have anybody from, you know, that's bedbound, just really needs, you know, the help, the people who are high functioning and just need help on their job. So we help to create, you know, a better life for individuals where people kind of just cast them to the side. It's a pretty cool job.
That is cool.
Pretty cool job.
Good for you.
You have good karma for days, Shay. Thanks for doing what you do, and thanks for calling. This is kind of cool, too. Wow, I guess we could just keep going with these.
Jillian.
Yes.
Hi.
Morning.
Good morning. What do you do?
I am the director of museum collections for the Culture and Heritage Museums down in York County, meaning I actually take care of the artwork, the natural history specimens, historic artifacts, and archival materials.
Yeah, I find that so interesting. Yeah. I think that's amazing. How long have you been doing that, Jillian?
I've been with the museum system in York County since 2014. I got my master's in museum studies in 2011.
Whoa.
2011.
It's a degree.
Yes, it's very specialized. We actually do a lot of, I'm in charge of like a lot of legal paperwork for ownership materials. Like I have to legally own something and wills and probate and all that type of stuff.
What's the coolest thing that you've come across?
We actually have in our collection a 1921 Anderson car.
Cool.
It was actually manufactured in Rock Hill at the Anderson Car Company. It's one of 13 in existence.
That's awesome, Jillian. Cool. Thank you.
Well, we have someone on hold who's actually an actress and who's been in movies.
Awesome.
We'll talk to them coming up in 3 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Mania Roy and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Talking about the cool, unique jobs that everybody has. You know, the simple saying, everybody does something, is so true. And Roy, you brought up a good point in here. What was it that you said, that everything in the room you're in?
No matter where you are, if you look at everything in the room, from down to the even bolts in the room, every single thing was created by someone and sold by someone. Like, there's a job attached to everything from a bolt to our microphones to the actual microphones to the wood that was sold to a factory that then manufactured the desks.
Yeah.
You know, and then there was somebody who had to sell that desk to someone else.
It's so true. Hey, my cousin married the guy. He was a New York State trooper, got out of it, and started a paper bag company.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have a house in the Hamptons. they live up where, like, Oprah's their neighbor up in upstate New York.
Wow.
Yeah, and all because of the paper bag. And I used to goof on him when I was younger. Be like, hey, how's the paper bag business going? He's like, good. You want to wear one?
All right, this is Taylor in Greenville, South Carolina. Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. Talking about really cool jobs, and you're an actress?
Yeah. I've been in a couple movies. I'm actually a student in college right now. I'm a junior. I've been in a couple movies. I was Tom Hanks' daughter in Sully.
Nice.
So, that's cool.
Yeah, that's something that I'm known for. And honestly, just whenever I graduate, I'm headed straight to L.A. To do some work out there. So that's a job not a lot of people really, I guess,
get
to experience. Yeah,
I mean, we're TV stars. Yeah. We were featured on 2 seasons of My Big Fat Fabulous Life, you know, 13 episode story arc. But that was it. It ended there for us.
It was fun.
Well,
I remember I remember you and Sully. You came in and mom was watching TV, wasn't she? And that's
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I remember that. Good for you.
Yeah. That's so cool.
All right, Taylor, remember, and by the way, tell everyone, it is a tough business.
It really is.
Oh, my goodness. It's a dog-eat-dog world. You have friends, but once it comes down to it, auditions, they're there for themselves, and so you just have to have rhino skin, honestly. It's all about having tough skin. That's something that I've learned in the past couple years. But, yeah, it's a super tough business, but it is possible, so.
Thanks, Taylor. Okay. Have a great day. Turn that Southern charm off when you get out to L.A. Whoop everybody.
All right, this is Nate.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
Nate was a texter, Roy, so we called Nate back because Nate's got a pretty cool job, Loren. Go ahead, tell everyone.
Yeah, well, you know, I work at a place called Pact of LLC, but we make, Half Plant makes the cups for Starbucks, McDonald's, Burger King, et cetera, you know, plastic cups. I run the print machines that, you know, we put the print on the cups. And like I said, you know, in the text, we can run up to, it runs around 500 to 550 cups a minute. So, I mean, we can run up to like over a million cups in a 12-hour shift and over 1,000 cases.
Whoa.
How do you move them that fast?
Boy, it's the machine. You know, I mean, it's doing its thing, and, you know, I'm just there to watch it and make sure everything's doing all right.
Huh. Nate, how far ahead do you work for the holiday cups? Like, when do you start manufacturing those?
We actually just started releasing them on November the 2nd, and we started them, I'd say, about a month and a half, 2 months before that.
Really?
Yeah, you got
to
work.
Because we
gotta work in advance.
On the boxes, you know, on the boxes it says, you know, hold until 11/2/18. Mm-hmm. So we wouldn't release them until then.
That's so cool.
Cool. Well, thanks, Nate. Thanks for doing what you do. Well, everybody remember Nate today when you take a drink out of a cup from Starbucks, McDonald's, or Burger King, or any of them. Loren's got one right here.
Yep.
It's the green Starbucks cup.
Yeah, we make them.
That's cool, awesome. Man.
Let's see if Nate's name is on there.
I know.
It's local. It came from us.
I love it, buddy. Thanks for doing what you do. Have a great day.
Hey, y'all do the same.
Cool, right? I just going to be a cool segment.
I just assumed they came from, like, so, like, across the ocean, or I don't know. I didn't think it was, like, done locally in town.
That's awesome. And by the way, speaking of local in Mooresville, think about all the people that work for NASCAR here.
Yeah. And Amazon Fulfillment.
Yeah. But, like, your NASCAR job is so unique. Like, we're fortunate enough to have kind of an in with some of the NASCAR drivers we know. But, like, how many people know the Jackman that changes the tire on Ryan Blaney's car? They live here.
That's true. Let's talk with Scott in Mooresville. Scott, welcome to the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well, buddy. So what do you do?
So I'm actually calling on behalf of my 11-year-old son who's in school. His name's Haynes Robitzer, and he owns his own company called 110 Life. When he was 9 years old, he's a quarterback. He actually dislocated his hip in a football game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a hard time. He was in a wheelchair, you know, in his elementary school for about 3-4 months. And he came up with this idea to help him push through this hard time to become stronger. But now he wants to inspire other people with his story, but other people's stories through his lifestyle brand, 110 Life. He sells hats, shirts, wristbands, stickers.
He's an entrepreneur. And, he's a marketing genius, it sounds like, at 11 years old.
11 years old, yep. He started the company about a year ago when he was 10. And it's 110life.org is his website. And he's all over social media, 110life.org on Instagram, 110life on Facebook. And, we find people's stories to showcase on social media to help people get through their day and to push through those hard times, to never give up, and to always give 110% no matter what life throws at you.
What an amazing story. Yeah. Thanks, Scott. And congratulations to your son.
Hmm.
And the 11-year-old is way more woke than I am.
I know. 110 Life.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Can't get to everybody on hold, but thanks so much for calling in. Dennis and Clover's a field service tech. Blake and Rock Hill works with disabled vets and teaches them how to kayak and bike. You know?
Yeah. I am amused by those type of, like, people working at amusement parks down in Carowinds. They got to run the ride.
What about the people that fix them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and then we know the marketing guy who lets us in to go host the events there.
Right.
And that's his job.
And we're always complaining about parking.
He has to put up with our nonsense. What else is there?
Like, yeah, we can't park.
Missed anything from today's show? Listen to the MRL Morning Show On Demand podcast using the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.